Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on compliance and storage and backup in 2015. My name's Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor at ComputerWeekly.com. With me, I have Mathieu Gourges, who is CEO of Digitrust. And today, Mathieu is going to talk about the top five issues impacting compliance around storage and backup in 2015, and also making some suggestions about ways to resolve those challenges. So, over to you, Mathieu.
Thank you. So the first thing I'm going to do is go over the top five issues that impact compliance around storage and backups this year and into next year. And then I'll go over the solutions that can potentially address some or all of those challenges. The first challenge is that we need to recognize that the growth of data within enterprise systems is still amazingly big. And so what's happening at the moment is that due to the fact that we've got extended networks, which incorporate your traditional network behind your firewall, your mobile network, your cloud, your third parties, and so on, the amount of data that any type of organization is creating is actually mind-boggling. And most organizations do not have the capacity or the systems or the processes in place in order to ascertain how much data they create and they store every year. And that is a problem from a compliance perspective, but also from a storage perspective, and I'll cover that in more detail. The second challenge is the challenge of regulation. And so firstly, we need to recognize that the upcoming EU General Data Protection Regulation, which should go through at the end of 2015, maybe early in 2016, and which every member state in the EU will have 2 years to actually implement, is going to impact greatly on compliance strategies around storage and around backups. Why is that? Well, if you look at the current structure that we have data controllers, which essentially are the organizations or the people within the organization that are ultimately responsible for protecting the data under the requirements of the regulation or today the requirements of the applicable Data Protection Act. And we also have data processors, and those are the entities or people that actually process the data on behalf of the controller. So today the responsibility remains mostly with the data controller, but with the new regulation, the data processor could be liable as well. And that includes third-party storage. So whether you are a third-party storage provider or you provide solutions around storage, or whether you use those solutions, you need to be aware of the changes within the regulation. In addition, within the new EU GDPR, so the General Data Protection Regulation, you are required to perform a data impact assessment if the data that you're dealing with can present a high impact, and should it be lost or stolen. And that means that there's a tacit understanding that you need to know where your data is, and you need to know where it's stored and where it's backed up so that you can protect that. From the US perspective, we've got upcoming data breach notification federal regulation. There's three or four different bills or proposed bills that are awaiting approval. One of them will eventually go through. And of course, from a storage perspective and an incident response plan and a disaster recovery perspective, we've got HIPAA in the US, which has very strong requirements with regards to how you deal with data that's stored and with backups. From a standards perspective, the updated ISO 27001 2013 version has a big section on storage, and then PCI DSS version 3.1 requires that you actually map out all of your data, the data flow, and that you talk about data at rest and data in transit. The next two challenges within my top five would be mobile compliance, and that probably deserves a full review of its own. And the last one, which is very important, is about legacy data. What do you do with legacy data that you have stored and legacy backups? Even though you may not use that, they're still there. How do you actually protect them, and how do you remain compliant? So the advice that we provide in terms of how an organization can implement solutions to address those challenges is to start with a process of data mapping. What type of data do you take? What type of risk is associated with each of the different data types? And then what's the impact? And then once you've done that, you can start looking at technology that allows you to map the data flow to automate the data management process. So there are some very innovative new solutions such as Rational Enterprise, for instance, that allows you to put that into practice and automate it. The second part is the data encryption technology. Today we're looking at data encryption for data at rest, for data in transit, but also for data in use to prevent against anti-key logging. And again, there are some very innovative solutions such as Strikeforce technologies that can help you with that. Then there's the access to the data. How do you monitor that? How do you enforce it? Who's got access to what type of data? The monitoring tools that make sure that if something goes wrong or if you see something out of the ordinary, you get an alert. And that is supported by compliance enablement tools that will essentially reconfigure the data storage access if something goes wrong. So it's very important to test all of that. And if there was one piece of advice that you need to go away with today, it's that you need to test, and test again, and ideally get an independent third party to check it out, to check that the technology is working, that your data mapping is actually accurate, that you didn't leave any type of data out or any type of storage system out. Have you really mapped it out completely? And really, the bottom line is that will this allow you to get going after or even during an incident that's affecting your stored data and your backups? So the not rocket science, going back to basics, mapping the data, putting the right tools in place, and making sure that the overall process is tested and is actually working and won't let you down if you have a problem.
Thanks, Mathieu. For more information on storage compliance and storage and data backup issues in general, please go to computerweekly.com/storage. My name's Anthony Adsett, and this was a computerweekly.com podcast. Thanks very much once again to Mathieu Gorsch, CEO of DigiTrust.